We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. She likes video games?
Well, then she'll love the new PlayStation 4.5. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Bees.
Bees.
They had a bad rap for a long time. I feel like they don't have a bad rap anymore.
Well, they still have kind of a bad rap, but it turns out that we need them in order to survive on the planet. So
I think when I was a kid, the prevailing opinion about bees is they are angry nightmares that want to sting you.
I was never that kid. There were kids when a bee would come around that would freak out and leave. And I always noticed that if you just sit there, the bee doesn't give a shit about you and will leave.
I feel like my parents even imparted this knowledge to me as though it was, you know, it is known.
Beware the bee?
Yeah, like a bee will sting you. Get out of there because bees are angry and mean. And they're not.
They're not.
They just want to.
Have you ever been stung?
Their name is literally Bumble. It's right in there. They're just like, boop, 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 boop. All I want to do is just bumble around.
I'm going to try to whoops, I've tripped on a thing.
Hey! this guy swatted at me and now I have to kill him, which will also kill me.
Yeah, that's a good point. There are bumblebees and there are killer bees.
Well, they're a different bee. They're the Africanized bees, right? Yeah. Which should not be in America, but they are. Sorry we did that.
Right.
but you got your bumblebees and you got your honeybees and you got like all these different bees and they're all pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
The one thing that kind of riles up a bee.
When you steal its honey?
If you dress up as a bee try to siphon its honey out of
like
its
that.
Hive, Donald Duck style.
At first they go, look at that giant bee.
They go,
let's
he's
trust
one of us.
It. Yeah.
And you walk up and you're like, buzz, 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 buzz.
And they're like, that's all, it all makes sense.
It all checks out. Come right on in and get some of that honey.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
and then you just take more than your fair share.
Yeah, and then they're like, hey.
That guy took his more than a portion?
Wait.
And then they go,
minute.
Well, he's very large. Maybe he needs more than a portion. But then you keep taking all the honey.
Yeah.
And then they're pissed.
And then they're pissed. But they're also starving and you have all their honey and they're just fucking bees and you can get
bees.
In a car.
Yeah. Just drive away.
Just drive away. But there is one thing that makes bees kind of angry.
What's that?
That's if you fuck with the queen.
Oh, you mean Beyonce?
Yeah. They
the
hate
queen
that.
Bee.
They hate it.
They don't like it when you fuck with her.
They don't want to read
That's
your think pieces about lemonade.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear Jay-Z's side.
That's why
it's
they're
not
so pissed.
About that.
That's why they're so pissed at Becky with the good hair.
Becky
they hate her.
With the good hair.
She constantly has bee problems.
All the bees.
Yeah.
We got a story sent in to us by Ben Weserick, who sends in a lot of stories.
He's
a
an
wonderful
MVP
dude.
Is what he is.
Absolutely. This is about a woman in jolly old England.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, in my mind, is sort of a blob shape filled with, like, castles and cobblestones and penny farthings.
Yep, you're spot on.
And, like, spring-heeled Jack.
It's a glorious place.
Yeah, like, I don't really get what the layout of England is, so I can't tell you where this happened.
This is in there, though.
It looks like maybe it's the town from the Great British Bake Off, which is another touchstone that I have.
Oh, is it? This is the place where Harry Potter grew up.
It's platform 9 3/4.
My understanding is that they use more honey than the rest of the world. It's like India and England are the top honey consumers.
Is this real?
I'm assuming because of all the tea that they have. They gotta have honey. I don't think Americans use honey. We just feel fucking sugar.
I use honey in my tea.
Do you?
Yeah. Do they not use sugar? Are they big on honey? Is this,
I don't know.
Or
I was
are we
doing,
just, are
I was
we just doing,
doing a bit.
More
doing
preconceived
a...
notions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
Yeah.
Well, there is a
it
woman.
Seems like an old fashioned-y England thing to use honey.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably have dirigibles and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in
Who
England.
Knows?
But at the same time, like I have heard Radio 1. So I know that none of that stuff is true.
Right.
I don't know. I'd rather picture it the other way than picture it like Radio 1.
I guess it's more fun to picture it like a footy, footy, footy place, you know?
Yeah,
With Mary Poppins and Harry Potter and all the... Yeah, that's more fun.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to keep picturing
all
it.
All right, good.
So anyway, this elderly lady was in her was in her dirigible in England.
And she was all like,
no, she was, this is a 65-year-old grandmother named Carol, who was in a Mitsubishi Outlander.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's...
The most British of cars.
Yeah, so she's, it's really getting, this whole story is really getting rid of my penny farthing outlook.
Yeah.
But
she was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, she started driving down the road and looked behind her.
Okay.
And
don't
saw...
Ever, first... Don't do that.
Well, looked in her looked in a rear view mirror, whatever, and saw an entire swarm of bees following her car.
Whoa.
And this swarm of bees, no matter where she went, was following her for 2 days. Like, she had to get out of her car running.
Wow.
You want to know why?
Because she was as sweet as honey. She was a sweet old grandma. No?
Because she accidentally shut the queen in her car. The queen accidentally
in her car?
And these patriotic bees
they were
came right for the queen mother.
That the British Secret Service has a team of trained bees that they set out on anyone that tries to kidnap the queen mother?
They repurposed Eddie Izzard's Hornet technology from the good version of the movie Avengers. Not the Avengers that you're thinking of. But
right,
the
not
good,
Marvel's Avengers.
No, the good one.
The good one.
Yeah, no, they, it was the queen of the hive.
How did she get the queen bee in her Mitsubishi Outlander?
If only we knew. Here's what we do know. It took 5 beekeepers.
What?
To figure out what was going on and successfully remove the bees, get everything back to normal. And this beekeeper.
So the queen bee was all like, this is my Mitsubishi Outlander now,
yeah,
motherfucker.
It's like, do you know who you just took? Do you know what's gonna happen to you when they find out I'm gone?
But please, I just want to.
No, you mess with the wrong bee.
I need to get my groceries and I need to get home.
No, what you need to get is back to the hive before my scouts find you and kill you.
Oh.
Do you know how many drones are gonna come looking for me?
I know that them there.
Quit playing innocent, lady.
I didn't want to. I just need to drive to the store and get my supplies. I just need some new tea.
Nobody's gonna get you any tea. We don't negotiate with terrorists in my hive.
But I didn't. Capture you! It's a solid misunderstanding!
Yeah, I bet it is.
Ew.
We're gonna talk about this misunderstanding the moment you stop this car.
Okay, I'll stop the car right now.
Yeah, you stop the car.
Oh my god, that's a lot of bees! Oh my god!
Hey! Hey!
Yes?
Hey, we know what you did!
No, I didn't.
Open the door, asshole!
I told you she would be here! No, no, please! Please!
That was how the bee attack went. That's if they could all talk. If they could all talk, that's how it would go. Somehow the queen got into this lady's car. She's driving around. She's having a good time. She's living her life. And the entire hive decides they need to fucking break the queen out of the car. They need to save her. So they attack her car. Oh my God, the pictures are insane. They want to break the queen out of this lady's car.
Yeah.
Does the lady know where the queen is? How do they know what's happened?
So, the deal is, they never found the queen.
Oh.
They don't know what happened. They don't know how the queen got in, but they're trying to figure out.
But that's the only explanation.
It's the only explanation. Because what happened is, you know, she comes out to her car. There are bees on it.
What if the queen was magically transformed into the 65-year-old woman? What if the woman is the queen?
Like, this is some Spanish lit magical reality shit.
Yes.
Where
that
like,
happens in England all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
This is like, it's like Freaky Friday, except instead of a mom and her daughter, it's a bee and an old
so
lady.
So this is not a bee that transmogrified, like made a wish for a different life.
That could be it.
That's a much more British story to me.
Yeah, it is more British. Yeah.
You know?
It's not a lady and a bee who
that
became
switch
friends
plays.
And
no, and then like the bees got to play like in the old women's water polo team or something
yeah,
like
and
that.
It's
but she's deathly afraid of water.
That would mean there's an old lady inside a honeycomb right now.
Yeah.
That's just not happening.
Just panicking. Just fucking panicking. I feel like that movie would just be like, yeah, I feel like if that actually happened, it would just be both living things on the ground screaming.
That would be bad.
Doing whatever the bee version of screaming is.
That's more, it's a little more David Lynch than I think we're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the 80s were really, really preoccupied with the mind swap thing.
Yeah.
And I think the mind swap thing, if it happened, would really just be so much shock that the two people involved would just be screaming.
Yeah.
for 2 hours.
It would be unpleasant. No, you're right. This does feel more like a wish granted that finally the queen just transcends her insect form and becomes a real
because
ball.
Because she doesn't want the responsibilities anymore.
She just wants to get away. She just wants to drive.
Yeah.
She just wants to go on a leisurely drive.
She wants to know what's on the other end of the field. She's never been there.
She's not
allowed to leave the hive.
She dreams. She has so many people at her beck and call, all of the worker bees, do whatever she wants, but that's not enough. Mm-mm. That's not what she needs. She needs independence. She can't be the person providing for the whole hive.
No. No. It's a lot to fall on one pair of shoulders. They have shoulders?
I don't think they have
one pair of wings.
Thorax.
One
thorax.
One pair of thorax? Is that how a bee works?
It rests on your abdomen?
Oh, no. Sure. They don't know what happened. They don't know. They never found the queen.
So five beekeepers are brought in, all five.
Like the CSI of beekeepers.
That's the show I really want to see. Let's make that show.
Yeah!
Beekeeper Squad! Do you have a bee problem? Call in the A team for your bee problem.
So let me get this straight. You don't know how these bees got here?
No, I just showed up at the car and there they were.
Seems to me like these bees have been provoked. You don't know anything about that, I guess.
Hey, Charlie.
What's up, Tim?
Found some honey. A couple of drops of honey on the steering column. I have no idea how that got there.
Let's get that honey analyzed. Back at, I guess my garage. I mean, we are just beekeepers.
Yeah, no,
we're good beekeepers.
I'm gonna be honest.
Be realistic.
I just swabbed it with my finger and then I ate it. It was delicious.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what we're gonna learn from that, but once again, I don't know what we would have learned in my garage because we're just beekeepers.
Yeah, it's
be cool. Let's talk to her again.
All right.
So you don't know how that honey got there, huh?
No, I have no idea.
Maybe if we talk to this swarm of bees, they'd be able to tell us how that honey got there, huh?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they brought it in. I certainly didn't put it there.
It's a funny thing about bees, Grandma Carol.
Yeah,
their movements are an ornate dance. That's how they communicate. I can look at bees, see how they're moving, and they can tell me exactly what they're thinking and feeling. Does that make you want to tell me anything?
I mean, they see the... Hey, Charlie, I got them all on a beard here if you want to ask him any questions.
That is hilarious.
Look at that.
Is amazing.
It's pretty big.
Shows you that these are misunderstood creatures.
Yeah.
Because you'd think like, oh, they'd be stinging.
No. They're just on this hilarious beard that I made.
That's amazing. Let's Instagram that. Then let's get back to talking to these bees.
So they can actually talk and communicate with
you. Oh, yeah. And they're telling me things, Carol.
What are they telling you about?
What do you think they're telling me, Carol?
Well, they're probably telling you it was a terrible misunderstanding about the... Okay, here's the truth. I have an insatiable desire for honey. I can't help myself, and I stole all their honey, and I put it in my sandwich. They don't have very much honey. You know how long it takes to make honey?
And it's a very long process. I believe I know better than you.
Hey, the beard, it's starting to hurt. Is it supposed to burn like this?
Okay. That might be an Africanized beard. I think we're looking at two different swarms of bees here.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no, you're still guilty, and we know you're guilty. You already confessed.
But I didn't...
No, that's how it works. I mean, once again, not a detective, more of a beekeeper, but I feel like once you confess, it's like you confessed, and there's, like, no backsies. Tim, do you know, are there backsies?
No, there's no backsies!
Yeah, there are no backsies.
Okay, well...
I guess.
Am I free to go, then?
Yeah, I actually have no judicial authority whatsoever, and what you did is not a crime. I mean, they're just bees.
Okay.
I'm just so bored. I'm just so very bored all the time.
I understand.
Do you know how many times like you can look at the bee beard before you're just like, okay, we get it. It's a bee beard.
Hey, look at the bee beard. It still burns.
Okay, you got to get them off you if they're Africanized.
Guys, I'm just gonna take off now that you got all the bees out onto his face.
Can I call you Grandma? Was that okay?
Are you eating the rest of my sandwich?
Will you cut the crust off for me, Grandma?
Do you have a beard?
Yeah!
The A-Team for bee problems.
They have no authority. I don't know what they thought they were doing
there. No, they just want to talk to people mostly. They're so lonely.
So they don't know what happened. They had 5 beekeepers help remove the bees.
Wow.
After they removed the bees once in a public parking lot, the bees still followed her home. She woke up the next morning. The bees were back. They had to call in beekeepers again.
That reminds me of an old joke. How many beekeepers does it take to remove all the bees?
How many?
5. It takes 5.
It takes 5 beekeepers. It's in the article. Yeah. Do your research, asshole.
Read the article. It's not that hard.
RTFA, motherfucker. So they didn't find it, but they think that she took the queen.
But they still followed her. I think our theory of the magic wish is much more plausible here.
I mean, clearly this is a magic wish situation.
If you can't find the bee, then it's obviously the bee is the lady. Like, they want the queen. There is no, it's the lady.
Tim. Yes. Tim.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's
up, Charlie?
Look at this picture of the old woman that I took when I developed it.
Wait, no, that's
because I still use a film. Shut up. It's my hobby and I'll do it how I want.
All right.
I have half a dark room and then half a room where I get the honey.
That explains why all your pictures are so sticky.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons. And you can see clearly.
Uh-huh.
The silhouette of some sort of wings.
Whoa. Are you sure that's just the lady? There's no, my God, look, her eyes, they're...
Compound, yes.
I never noticed that when we were standing there talking to her in person, but it may have been because my face was covered with so many bees.
Okay, we get it.
The
You're
beard
good at the
was
bee
massive.
No, we understand. You have the record for the bee beard.
It's a really nice record.
You also have a lot of scars because you can't tell the difference between Africanized bees and regular bees. So
I figured
we could stop with the digression and go back to this picture.
Fair enough.
I think I know why she didn't want me to call her grandma.
Because clearly it's super creepy and you're a very needy person?
Obviously not, Tim. No. Who wouldn't want me as a grandchild? I know how to develop my own film and make honey.
You're right. That is a two wonderful grandchild.
We haven't even
skills.
Started talking about my model trains.
Oh.
They're HO scale.
And so sticky, but well photographed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are multiple reasons for that, once again.
Okay.
But I think it's because maybe her days of being a mother and a grandmother were over. Maybe she's living her dream now.
That's why she hasn't returned any of our calls.
And I've been calling a lot.
That is true. You call her every five minutes.
Hey, Grandma. Yeah. It's me, your special boy.
Which is weird because most grandmas would really appreciate that.
Yeah, I know.
And she seems to not.
You think it's like she doesn't get that she's my grandma now and she doesn't have a choice in that. Yeah!
Do you need an A-team for a bee problem?
What would you do if you came out of the grocery store because you were getting your biscuits or, I don't know, bangers and mash or whatever?
Yeah,
the fuck.
All that stuff.
Yeah, you were going into a Sainsbury's,
mm-hmm.
and you were getting your bangers and mash.
Getting your swizzle sticks.
Yeah.
Your wand. You need a wand or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever they get.
And you come out of there. And you've got your chocolate frog and you're chasing it.
Yeah.
And you see on your car, swarm bees. Would you freak the fuck out?
Yeah.
Would you get into your car?
God, no. No way. I would. That's when I sell that car. That's when I get on Craigslist and I put on.
Low mileage, excellent condition, minor bee swarming.
But that's
$1,200
like
OBO.
Yeah, OBO. There you go. One
serious inquiries only.
Do you want a
will
car?
Not answer questions about the bees.
Mobile honey facility. That's what I would sell.
Me, 47-year-old podcast host.
Oh, that's not true.
You, lady looking for a grandson.
Oh, man.
If I went out and I saw a bunch of bees on my car, shit, would I get in?
No.
Part of me says that I would get in.
You would not get in.
Because here's my thought.
The first thing you would do is Snapchat it. I know you, Anthony Carboni.
Sure, because who sees that?
Yeah, exactly.
You never get to see
You're
that.
You're like, look at my bee car.
That's exactly what social media is made for.
Yeah.
If somebody has a car covered in bees, you want to see it, don't you?
I do. That's why this article was sent to us.
The article has a clip. We watched it, and we were enthralled.
We were enthralled.
Somebody's got to make that
but
clip.
Not for more than like 6 seconds.
No.
That's all I want to see of it.
Well, then, Jeff, what's the problem?
You did kind of put me in a corner there.
Right?
I discovered that.
So after I Snapchat it.
Yeah. You're not getting in that car.
And then to some people, I download the snap from my story, and some people I actually send it to them via iMessage. Mm-hmm. Because some people I just want to see it right then, because they really appreciate it. Then, like, I kind of like, maybe, like, I kind of peer in to see if, like, the bee situation is entirely external or if it's internal as well.
You don't peer in! You're not putting your face near the bee swarm.
No, you just stick your head right into the bee swarm you motorboat the bees. No, if they're like, it shows in the picture that they're all concentrated in one corner.
That's how the first beer beard happened.
That's how it happened.
The guy just motorboated the shit out of some bees.
Me, 47-year-old man, you swarm of bees into me making a raspberry noise into your collective self. Willing to pay $1,200 OBO.
I want to know what our listeners would do. Do you think that...
Do you get into the car? What do you do?
You do not get into the car!
Some people... Because listen...
You call 5 beekeepers.
Here's my thing. I get in the car. I start driving away.
No!
I'm too fast for those bees.
No, you're not!
My car is!
No, the bees are in the car with you!
No, but that's why I check to see if they're in the car first.
You think if they're just on the car, you can just out...
If it looks like they're concentrated to one area, yeah, you just pull out.
No. No. Pull out never works.
That's not what I was told in Sunday school.
I'm here to tell you, man. I'm having a kid.
I'm here to tell you. That's how you get a baby Kylo.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you guys do if you see that? Do you get in? Do you not get in?
You do not get in.
Shut the fuck up. I'm asking them.
All right.
Maybe they get in.
Maybe they get in.
And just put # you definitely get in.
Yeah.
And you can tweet those to us. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, I enjoy this show so much I want to motorboat it.
Like a swarm of bees.
Like a swarm of fucking bees.
That's great, but I'm not asking you, asshole. I'm asking the audience.
All right. Well, I'm sure they want to motorboat us, too.
Yeah, or at least motorboat a cloud of bees. I think we all know that. If you do enjoy the show, we would love it if you went to whatever platform it is that you listen to the show on, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Cast, wherever you listen.
Yeah.
And give us a review. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a 5-star.
Yeah, they're going to ask you to write a review on some of those platforms.
Waste of time.
No one reads those. It's pointless.
Instead, what we'd like is for you to just write like a couple paragraphs, your story of a queen bee that gets her one wish and gets turned into a grandma.
What would you do with her? What? Explain your day.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to read it.